Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, the last and final Daf of our beloved Maseches Bava Metzia. So we were holding at the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, around 10 lines from the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Ginois, Zoy Al Gav Zoy. So you have Reuven with a garden at the upper level. Shimon has the lower level. Vayarak Bein Taim. So it's a bi-level garden, and there's sort of like a slope or whatever connecting the two gardens. And there's something growing there, some vegetables. Who does that belong to? Two ways to look at it. Where it's growing from. Whose earth is it coming out of? Technically, it's coming out of Reuven, the upper level fellow. It's his glob of earth that's producing that sideway growing vegetable. On the other hand, whose airspace is it growing into? Shimon, down below. Right? So who owns the rights to those vegetables? Shtei ginois zoy al gav zoy. You have a bi-level garden. Upper level belonging to Reuven, lower level belonging to Shimon. By Yerubin time, in between you have vegetables growing, Ramei or Mishal Elyon, it belongs to Reuven on top. It's coming out of his earth. Rabbi Lemertal Shal Tachti. No, it belongs to Shimon down below. Why? And the Mishnah explains both opinions. Amar Rabbi Meir, Im Yerzeh Elyon. Imagine if Reuven upstairs decides to clear out his mound, Likach HaSafari, to take his soil with him. There goes the vegetables. Ein kan yarak. Apparently, it's coming from him. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, im yirtzeh hatachton lamalis es ginos. So imagine if Shimon down below wants to fill up his airspace, fill up with dirt. Ein kan yarak. There goes the vegetables as well. So which way do we look at it? Do we look at it in terms of where it's growing from, or where it's growing into? Amar Rabbi Meir. Okay, it says Rabbi Meir me'achash shnei nichayel nuchayzel ze. So, since at the end of the day, Reuven and Shimon both have the ability to eradicate this, to obliterate this, they can both technically control. He can take his earth away, there goes the vegetable. He can fill up his space, there goes the vegetable. So what's the solution? Reuven, the only way through this is, take a close look, Meheichan Yorak Zechai. Where is this vegetable living from? What is it living off? It's coming out of the earth, which belongs to Reuven on top. And therefore, Meir concludes that Reuven is the rightful owner. So we have Meir, Reuven. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shimon. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Here comes a compromise. It depends who has access. Kol sha elyon yochoin lifshoit es yodoi velito hari hu shaloi. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, really, the proper route is Rabbi Meir's approach. It's coming out of Reuven's property; it belongs to him. So, whatever he can reach, whatever he can, stick his hand down and reach, belongs to him. But the rest, Vashar Shel Tachton, the other vegetables growing below that level, which would be out of his reach, which would require him theoretically to go climb down and ask Shimon for permission, for access, that's something that he doesn't really want to submit to. As she says, G'nayhulah, it's degrading for him to come, come through Shimon's property to pick his vegetables on a regular basis. So pretty much he gives that up. He makes it like Hefker. V'ashar shal tachtoin, in which case it belongs to Shimon down below. So again, we have Reuven's garden on top, Shimon's garden on bottom. We have some vegetables growing midway. Rabbi Meir says, well, it's coming out of Reuven's property. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's growing into Shimon's airspace. Rabbi Shimon says, well, technically it's coming out of Reuven's property, but only what he can reach belongs to him. The rest is relegated to Shimon on bottom. Amar Rav, b'ikarei kuli amole pligi de'alyon havi. Says Rabbi, you should know, all agree that technically the ikari, the actual roots growing in the ground, belong to Reuven on top. It's coming out of his soil. Ki pligi benoifa. The discussion now, Mishnah, pertains strictly to the growth, the knife, the branches, the vegetables. Who does that go to? Rameir Savar Shadi Naifa Basa Ikari. Rameir says it belongs to Reuven on top because the growth comes out of the root, which belongs to Reuven. Rabita Savar Loy Amrinan Shadi Naifa Basa Ikari. Rabita disagrees. We don't necessarily attribute the plant to the root. It's also growing off the air. Nutrients are being drawn from the airspace, which is technically Shimon's. So it's not so clear that actually, right, it all goes to Reuven. Actually, Rabita holds Shimon is the real owner. Now, this discussion pertains to other halachas as well. This point, this distinction between the roots in the ground, which belong to Reuven, and the rest, which is up for machlekes, v'ozal tamayu corresponds to their opinion elsewhere. This sanya, we have a discussion regarding ownership, regarding arla, how to treat branches, how to treat something growing out of the roots, coming out of the ground, the trunk. Does it have its own identity? Or does it relate to the roots below? So we have a fellow who purchased one tree in another person's property. So he only owns the tree, right? Reuven owns the tree, but Shimon still owns the property. Now let's say suddenly there's a new tree, a fresh tree, new sapling growing out of this tree. Who does that belong to? Depends where it's growing from. If it's coming from the trunk or the roots, in both cases, Hari Elu Shabala Karka belongs to the property owner, the very mayor. Because even something growing out of the trunk relates to the roots. That's where it's sourced. So it belongs to the property owner, not the tree owner. Rabbi Zaymer Nageza Shabala Ilan, he says, no, something which sprouts out of the Geza, the trunk, that belongs to the tree owner. His tree produced it, which corresponds to Rabbi Dashita Bayas. Don't necessarily attribute it to the roots. I agree. If a new tree comes out of the roots, of course, it belongs to the property owner. So again, the same distinction that Sharashim within the ground belongs to the property, but anything beyond is a machlek. But the same discussion by Arla related halachis. Right? So a fresh tree, a fruit tree, first 3 years cannot be eaten. Right? What constitutes a fresh tree? You have a pre-existing tree, 10 years old, and there's another tree coming out of that tree. Well, it depends where it's growing from. From its roots, okay, so then it's a brand new tree, it's coming out of the ground, but coming from the trunk, or coming off shoot of another branch, that's a machlekes. Whether it's considered a brand new tree, relates to the ground below, or is it sort of a outgrowth of the tree itself, right? So correspondingly, we have a machlekes by Erla as well, but Tana Nami Gabriel Erla Kei Gavna, Ilan Hayoitze Ben HaGeza, I'm going to show Rosham Chai Erla, first tree growing out of the Geza, the trunk, or from the Shirash on the roots. It's a brand new tree. Chai barley, you have to count anew. Rabbi Daimer, no. In Ageza Potter, if it grew out of the trunk, the tree produced it. It's not a brand new tree. It's just a sort of an offshoot of the old tree. In Ashirash and Chai, if it comes straight out of the ground, out of the Shirashim, it's a brand new tree. You start the Erla count right here and right now. So basically, we have three instances. One is by Erla, one is by ownership, and one is by the bi-level garden, where we have the same discussion. Something coming out of the ground itself, all agree, relates to the property. Otherwise, as Machlekes, Rameir, who says it's still rooted in the property, and Rabita says it assumes a new identity. Now, why have the same discussion three times over? Utsrichi, each one carries its own unique lesson. Di Ashmin Kamaisa, if we only discuss the interesting, Tesis points out that the Gemara, for some reason, only has a tzrichusa on these things, on the last two halachas, rather than on our Mishnah. So we're only going to sort of balance these two recent halachas. And we're going to figure out why it wasn't important to have a separate machlekes per, for Erla and for the tree ownership as well. Okay? D. Ashmin Kamai, so if we only discuss the first case, which is when a fellow owned a tree and the other person's property, right? But how come Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum de Mamayna, perhaps over there Rabbi Yehuda says, if it comes out of his tree, it belongs to him, because after all, it's a question of monetary issues. So we can afford to give it to him. Aval gabe erla di yisura, when it comes to the question of erla, where we're dealing with iser, so perhaps over there we can't just be lenient and say, well, the tree produced it, it's an old tree. Eima moidil ramer, perhaps there, even Rabbi would agree to ramer, we treat it as a fresh, new tree. V'yitma baha, on the other hand, had we only discussed the case of Arla, I would say, baha, come Rab Meir. Over here, Rab Meir says, yeah, it's a brand new tree because of Arla issues. Aval Bahib, when it comes to monetary issues, perhaps we can be lenient. Eima moidil rabiyuda, perhaps he agrees to rabiyuda, that something which comes out of his tree belongs to him. Tzricha, that's why we discuss both cases separately, and in both cases we say that if it's embedded in the ground, it's considered part of the ground, and whatever that produces is a ground product, a brand new thing, right? Whereas something which comes out of the tree, well, that's a machlekes, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. On Rav Shimon, here comes a third opinion. Kol she'eldion yechal lifshet. Technically, it should belong to the fellow upstairs, right? We're speaking about that bi-level garden again, but only in as much as they can reach it. Amrit v'Rav Yanai. So in the Beis Medrash of Rav Yanai, they explain, Ubavad shelo ye'ones. You know, only something which he can actually reach without endangering himself, without, you know, extending himself too much. So it has to be practical, it has to be feasible. Boy Rav Anan, v'yitema Rav Yirmiya. So you have a shiloh posed by Rav Anan, some say Rav Yirmiya. What about if you can only reach part of the vegetable plant? Magiel ha'noifoy, ve'en magiel ha'ikaroy, ve'en magiel ha'noifoy. What if the upstairs fellow can only reach the root, but not the branch, or the knife, the, you know, the branches, but not the root? Is it considered accessible to him? My, what is the halacha? Who owns the item? Take it or leave it unresolved. Omar Ephraim, Safra, that was his name, Talmidah Shor Rish Lakish, Mishum Rish Lakish, he quotes Rish Lakish, that how do we conclude this halacha? We compromise. Halacha Rav Shimon, that whatever is accessible to Reuven from upstairs belongs to him, the rest goes to Shimon downstairs. Amru Rabbanam, Amru Kameh Deshvar Malka, so the people said over the halacha of Rav Shimon, this wonderful compromise to a Persian king, his name was Shvar Malka, and he was very impressed. Amar Lui says, wow, that opinion is very acceptable to me. And in fact, he praised Rav Shimon, Apir Yoin, our grace, Namte, we will grant L'Rabbi Shimon. He praised him and he blessed him, and that's the maskona, that in terms of a vegetable growing halfway down, we technically consider it belonging to the upstairs fellow because it's coming out of his property, but only in as much as he can reach it conveniently, because otherwise it's not practical for him to to constantly access his access it through the other fellow's property, and therefore it's like he's being mafgirit, he's allowing Shimon to keep it. Hadron loch habayis va'aliyah, hadron loch meseches Bava Metzia. Baruch Hashem, we have reached this milestone. Almost 2/3 through the Shas. Baruch Hashem, it's been an honor and a pleasure learning together. Ben Aschus, to be able to join together and learning our daf every day. May Hashem give us much continued haslacha. Gesund to hate, to simcha, to learn together. Ad bi esgol tzedek, meher b'meinu amen. Mazel tov, mazel tov.
I know you will know since the Zeus at the Euro. He alone who was the Euro. Oh, he's the Euro. I know you will know since the Zeus at the Euro. He alone who was the Euro. Yeah. zois ta to yro, kilo nu ois bi yo yro. Nagil de na wasi